This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. About a year ago, I was scrolling through Instagram when I saw a billboard in Haiti advertising Manischewitz wine. The kosher wine has been a constant in Jewish homes for Passover Seder and other occasions. And in Jewish circles, it's nostalgic, but not exactly considered a fine wine.
Gaggy.
Among some people from the Caribbean, though, it's beloved. The Instagram photo was posted by Miami journalist Glenna Milberg. She was in Haiti covering the presidential election for WPLG Channel 10.
And right in front of me is this Manischewitz poster. I said, stop, I gotta get out. And I think the caption I put under it was something like, a kosher Creole connection, who knew? Which is kind of a Jewish way to say things anyway, who knew?
Milberg grew up with Manischewitz wine, but she didn't actually enjoy it.
Horrible. It's sweet, it's syrupy, it's gaggy. And so no one ever wanted to drink the Manischewitz because it tasted like cough syrup. Please, no disrespect to Manischewitz.
I also grew up with Manischewitz wine, and I'm not Jewish. It's just that my Haitian mom really liked it. So when Milberg asked,
who knew?
I did, and so did Hazel Bethel. She says for her,
Manischewitz is put in most everything.
Bethel is originally from Trinidad, and she lives in South Miami-Dade. She drizzles Manischewitz over ice cream.
Get some cherry ice cream and some Manischewitz. It's the bomb.
She might spike her morning drink with it.
Mix your coffee.
She adds it to her traditional holiday fruitcake called black cake.
So I have some black cake soaking right now with some Manischewitz.
And if she's just in the mood for a glass of wine.
Manischewitz, of course. Manischewitz.
When Bethel moved to the U.S. from Trinidad, she first settled in New York, where other Trinidadian expats introduced her to Manischewitz wine. Many of her friends worked as housekeepers or caretakers in Jewish homes.
You see it there. So the next thing you know, you go and buy it, and it's cheap.
It probably became popular in the Caribbean by way of the diaspora in the United States. Last year, the Wall Street Journal ran a story about its popularity in Asian American communities. And in the 1950s and 60s, it was also a popular wine in the African-American community.
Sammy Davis Jr., who converted to Judaism at some point, endorsed Manischewitz.
Jay Buxbaum is Director of Wine Education at Royal Wine Corporation, one of the top kosher wine importers. The company is not affiliated with Manischewitz. He says when Jews first arrived to New York, they needed wine for most religious ceremonies and holidays.
The only grapes that were available were something called the Concord. Those grapes, unlike European grapes, are actually quite sour. They're not sweet. So in order to make them palatable, they would make this very sour grape into wine, and then they would add sugar.
Hazel Bethel is pouring a glass of sorrel over ice. In Trinidad, she says, it's not Christmas without the fragrant drink made from hibiscus blooms.
Some people put white rum. I choose Manischewitz because Manischewitz gives it just the right flavor.
Her daughter, Carla Hill, jokes about the time her mom had a girl's night in.
Child, they were pulling out the Manischewitz and glasses, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're about to get lit up in here on some Manischewitz.
My kids feel that I should be drinking something more high class, but this is just good enough class for me.
Her love for the very sweet Manischewitz reminds her daughter of a Parang soca song they like to play around the holidays. The name of the song is I Want Some Homemade Wine, Gloria.
Maybe when my mom came here in the 70s and she had this Manischewitz, maybe it reminded her, she was so far away from these homemade wines, maybe it sparked something.
Probably did. My grandmother, she liked something called Caribton, her drink of the holidays. It was a light, it was white, but it was a Manischewitz.
Hazel Bethel will enjoy a glass of Manischewitz wine on Christmas Day. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.